Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We love that you listen. Thank you. It is the best show on the radio, but we love that you listen. On the radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Hello, YouTube folks. The Top 5 at 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So again, like I mentioned, something happened yesterday that like hit me of how crazy and how far along we've come in even the last like 25 years.
You know? A lot in the last 25 years.
So since like 2000, modern things that are hard to grasp.
Modern things. That are hard to grasp.
Yes.
Okay.
Number five is Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Like, there's 102. He basically sits 100 on the mound. He's got like top five stuff in baseball.
Yeah.
And he hit his 50th home run yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, Babe Ruth, we always talk about Babe Ruth. I get it. He wasn't pitching and hitting at the same time. Like, he was a pitcher for a while, and then he became a great hitter. Like, Ohtani's doing, now he's finally doing both again.
When he's doing both, he is the greatest player I've ever seen.
There you go.
Yeah. I thought for a couple years he got credit for pitching when he wasn't pitching. He's a great hitter to watch, but he is a great hitter among other great hitters. I don't think he's the best hitter in baseball. He is one of them.
Right.
But when he's pitching too, and you saw the stuff that he has last night.
Yeah.
It's like nothing we've ever seen.
Oh, and he hit his 50th home run last night.
Yeah, and 50 stolen bases. Now, the stolen base thing is a little...
I don't think he got to 50 this year.
He didn't?
No, he did it last year.
Yeah, right? Year was the 55-50.
And, you know, stolen base is a little fraudulent in baseball right now,
you think Juan Soto's not really a 30-30 guy?
He's going to be a
40-40 guy.
Yeah, no.
Canseco was a 40-40 guy at one point.
Yeah, but those are steroids.
And also real stolen bases, not now. If Kyle Schwarber can get 10 stolen bases, there's something wrong with stolen bases.
He's a heady base runner.
He is. Not a 10 stolen base guy.
Ohtani only has 19 steals this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, he shut that part down. Number four, modern thing that's hard to grasp from like the 2000 mindset, even earlier probably, but like driving without a GPS. I think I always bring this up, but like driving without a GPS and just having to guess and having to like remember the roads, and sometimes you would have to pull over to a gas station and ask someone, just have to trust them. Like, who knows what their qualifications are for driving? You know, the GPS.
Well, most gas stations had maps.
Yeah, but even like trying to figure out a map seems impossible.
Yeah, Jack would have
well,
never.
It would seem impossible to you because you never had to do it. But when you've lived that way for decades, reading a map is something that was common for people who travel.
I'd say the worst thing about having, and even, by the way, no GPS to GPS, big leap, but even... At one point, you needed a GPS unit. Now it's just on your phone,
yes,
which is a huge leap. The only bad part about it is it's like with phone numbers. Because I know I have the GPS thing, I almost don't even think about where I have to turn. I just listen to it.
Yeah.
So I forget how to get places that I should know how to get to.
Right.
Because I just rely on it.
I tell my kids that, like, pay attention to where you, even though you're using the GPS, still pay attention.
Yes, what if it doesn't work?
Yeah.
And there's a point of pride if you beat the GPS. Like, you think this way is faster.
Yes.
But I'm gonna beat the GPS. It's like one of the most guy things is like, I'm going to be faster than the GPS.
Yes.
So the one place that I don't believe that GPS, like, picking the right route works in New York City. It doesn't.
I can only imagine.
My neighbor, Kevin, he was my neighbor for the first 4 months. Great guy. We were driving to Yankee Stadium, and GPS was telling me to go one way, and I went that way. And he said, what are you doing? Why are you going that way? And I said, GPS told me to. He said, no.
Don't listen to that GPS.
And I thought he was full of it. Turns out he was right. You cannot rely on GPS in New York City.
Yeah, no shot. The third modern thing that it's hard to grasp is that at one point, coins were a thing. Like, people used coins when they were, like, making transactions. Now, when they try to give you coins, just throw them right in the tip jar.
I've been so upset the last week. Why? Now, you know, the debit card got...
Oh, yeah.
I had to change it, so I had to get a new one. So when we went out to dinner, I had to get cash. So I had to go to the bank and get cash. So I've been using cash for the last... 4 days.
You realize how much money you spend.
Well, no, I hate getting change back.
Oh, right.
I'm getting change back, and I'm like, what am I going to do with this? Like, I got to put it in the car? I got to put it in here? Like,
it just sits in a cup holder.
Yeah. Since I've been cashless the last few years, I've gotten used to not having to handle money.
Yeah, and I haven't convinced you to keep mug money in your
room? You have not. It's a great idea, though. Okay. But yes, I still haven't used it, though. But it is a fantastic idea.
$40. Keep $40 on you.
Dude. Guy tried to get me up from $5 the other day.
Well, that wasn't
mugging. That wasn't a mugging.
It wasn't a mugging. Yeah. Just make it clear.
That was just a panhandler, somebody that was asking for money.
Yeah.
Man, you are the most surprised. I grew up in the suburbs.
He didn't want to take $5 for he didn't want to take it. He wanted more.
Well, yeah, I had a 20 and a 5. And he's like, I see that 20. I was like, it's 5. All right. You know, you got me. Here's $5.
I see that 20.
I grew up in the suburbs. There is not a more suburban person than Jack Fritz.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about getting mugged.
I didn't mean I got mugged. It's a similar situation. Make it clear.
It's not even a similar situation.
It's not similar.
And I feel like they know me.
They do know you. They see you.
Yeah.
They see you coming.
Easy mark.
Yeah.
I might start waiting for you outside of the building and asking you for $5.
This one lady got me at a gas station one time. And I went in and got $20 out of the thing. You know,
you went and got money for her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice of you.
I'm a friendly fella. I don't know what to tell you. But it's like they know it. It's unbelievable. All right. The second minor thing that is hard to grasp is that you can just listen to whatever song you want whenever you want. Like, you just have to listen to the radio.
That's true.
Yes.
You have to, like, you know, listen to a whole CD, fast forward. It's crazy. Also, like, you
didn't have to listen to the whole CD.
Let me cook. And then also, like,
yeah, you can skip on CD.
Easy. Right? Take it down a notch. Okay. We all get the point. And then, like, you can just find whatever show you want to watch.
Yeah.
You used to have to, like, sit there and wait for the episode and blah. Yeah. That's crazy. You can just do whatever.
I love it.
As a music guy, you know, you used to have to pay, what, $17 for a CD. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was $9 for a tape, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you had told me at that time, when I would spend $17 for one album of music, that for that amount of money, for a month, I could listen to every song ever.
Yeah.
And when a new album comes out, it's just there on my phone and I can listen to it. It seems impossible.
How many years do you think it took me to switch to Spotify Premium?
Oh, yeah. You just switched, what, a month ago?
Still playing ads in the middle of the golf course. So good.
It was such a smile on my face when I heard it. And I was, oh, of course I can. Yeah.
Dude, my dad still uses Pandora.
I didn't even know Pandora was still out there.
Yes.
Rob Kalustin used to work there years and years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
By the way, switching to the premium was the move.
Oh, it's incredible.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking about.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
It's such a game changer when you do it, because I was with you. Like, I would just... Yeah. It's a 2-minute ad. Who cares?
Yeah,
whatever.
Who cares?
We'll be fine.
Yes.
Once you lose it. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what I was thinking about.
Yeah. Worth every penny. Yes. Of course, every penny.
But the number one modern thing that's hard to grasp. Last night, I just went home, or on my way home, I stopped and just bought a 65-inch TV for not that much money and just was able to pick it up and put it in the cart. They used to be so expensive.
Hold on.
Is that why we got a picture of it last night?
I didn't send a picture. Did I send a picture of it last night?
Yeah, you did. Well, this morning.
That wasn't my TV. That was my buddy was watching it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No. Everyone
TV.
Take it down a notch.
Well, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Do I stop getting made fun of for buying a big TV because now you have a big TV as well?
Yes.
Well, hold on.
He's
big,
joined the big TV
how
club.
How big's your TV?
83.
Yeah. See, I'm still 65.
Okay. Yeah, his is bigger than mine.
Yeah. Oh, man. There it is.
TVs have come a long way. You could
I'm at 75.
You're at 75?
Yes.
You really
I need to go get an 80. I need to go get a 90-inch TV.
Just to beat me?
Just to beat Spike.
Well, don't tell Val, but a 100-inch TV is coming. Once you get the 90. But the fact that you could go into a Target or Walmart or whatever and buy a 65-inch TV for $600. I don't know how much it was, but it didn't used to be that. And
what'd you spend there, big spender?
Yeah, no, don't worry. I'm annoyed at the whole situation.
And by the way, well, I told him he was going to get the TV, his old TV fixed. And
dude,
I said,
because I love this TV. I love this TV.
I said, he's asking me. He said, how do I find one of these
TV repair guy?
And I told
by the way, not easy to find.
I'm sure.
Well, I told him, and he said, I said, how old is your TV? I figured it was a year or two. He said, that's 10 years old, Jack.
It was 2021. It was not 10 years old.
May as well be 10 years old.
Yeah. Jack, you could pay somebody $300 to fix your $500 TV.
Yeah, to fix a TV that they don't have the part to anymore. They got to find it somewhere.
And they're not nearly as heavy, by the way.
I carried it myself. I did.
Look at you.
I put it on the cart.
Okay, all right.
But I physically moved it myself.
There's reality.
Yeah, but I
carried it myself.
I did.
Liar.
I got it out of my cart.
You sniffed that out quick.
I got it out of my car, into my house by myself.
That's like Jack saying, I walked to work. Well, no, you came from Westchester. You drove a car. So you carried it.
But they used to be really heavy.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Is that a wall-mounting TV or is it a stand?
It's mounted, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's mounted.
You already mounted it?
Yeah, because we had two other mounts on there because we've had a lot of little TV issues last week. Very annoying.
Okay, there you go.
So went out and bought one.
There you go, big dog.
Oh, yeah.
So Jack has a TV issue. You know when you have an issue in the bedroom.
Oh, man.
Don't ask Jack. Ask Blue Chew.
Guys like to be stroked.
The good thing about Jack on this one is that he is going to pay for your first month.
Forever.
Of chewables from Blue Chew for free. Well, he's paying for it.
That's right.
So you go to BlueChew.com, use code 94, your first month is free. What are you getting? First of all, you're getting chewables, not pills. Mm. Way better.
Yeah.
Way better, because at a moment's notice, you might happen moment.
Pop that bad boy in.
Yeah, you don't need a glass of water. I hate swallowing pills.
Pop it in, then it pops out. Is that all right?
That's a good one. Yeah, it's all right.
It really pops out and it grows.
All right. It's the same active ingredients in those chewables as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. And by the way, everything happens online. You don't have to go to no doctor's appointment.
Nope.
You don't want that. Nope. And the worst part about the doctor's appointment, forgetting about the awkward conversation, is you have to wait months. You go try to make a doctor's appointment, whatever. You just go to BlueChew.com whenever you want, 24/7. You also don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy, which is also horrible.
Love it.
Nobody wants that. Mm-hmm. They're going to ship it directly to you in a discreet
hard
package.
Made and shipped right here in the US of A. Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is free, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it! Do it! Chew it!
Hey, Gary, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Spike. You know, you need to add to that list the keypad deadbolt.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Would have seemed impossible.
Oh, yeah. You just had that added to your door, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's amazing.
Well,
I just had a daughter head at top of her class, couldn't figure out how to work a key, so.
She didn't know how to work a key?
Yeah, get straight A's, go to a good college, get scholarships, I'll get a keypad for the door.
Wow. Well, you know what I think the best part about the keypad for the door is when I walk the dog. I don't like putting my keys in my, mesh shorts or something.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about, the keys, just use the keypad. It is an amazing thing. Unlock it with your phone if there's a problem. I love it. Anyway.
The best part is when you forget your keys in the house, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't even matter.
Buttons and you're in?
Yep.
I got something for Ike. It just happened to me while I was on hold with you guys.
the having paying everything on your phone, not so great when you're getting calls. Hey, the whole team's going to Buffalo Wild Wings after practice. Can you have to play? Like, that convenience thing just kind of sucks sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have gone, oh, I don't have my card. Don't have my card. Can't do that.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah. So I got to ask Ike a football question. What day is it today?
Hurts Day.
No, it's Wednesday.
Oh, damn. It's Wednesday. Damn.
Yeah, it's almost hurt.
Missed that layup, Gary. Sorry about that.
Yeah. It's all right.
Wednesday.
It's all right. Yeah. It's all right.
I jumped the gun. I thought it was Thursday.
Yeah, no.
If this kid stays hurt, the Hurts-Wentz matchup could be on the horizon.
How about this?
Yeah.
Who throws for more yards on Sunday? Jalen or Carson?
Wow.
Who are the Vikings playing?
Bengals.
The Bengals.
Ooh.
Come on, Carson. Give me a three burger.
I'm not playing this game.
No, you're not playing this game.
I'm not playing this game. Because I need Hurts to throw the ball more, yes.
I know. 240.
But most likely, 225.
225, right.
Yeah. Most likely it'll be Wentz.
Yeah. I
mean, now, he may have a couple of Aaron throws in there as well.
Yep.
He'll sling it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he will. So, Spike, your master baiter shirt, I'm thinking Metallica font on a nice, crisp, pearl white shirt.
The Metallica font is there. It's already. Jack can send you a link. My Tanner, who does the art for the Rice Ricky Sanchez stuff, made a shirt, and it's got the font. We'll be wearing it soon. Can I wear it on? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with wearing it, right?
Yeah. It's got to be on a pearl white shirt though.
No, it's on a black.
Got the whole theme.
It's on a black one. It's on a black one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So we burnt the boats, and now it's showing. There's no going back. World Series or bust.
Yeah, they're going to win the World Series. The Philadelphia Phillies are going to win the World Series. If this were another team that we were watching in a different city,
we'd say that's the best team, and they're going to win the World Series.
We would be terrified of playing that team.
Yeah.
We would say, I want no part of that team.
Yeah.
If this were the Mets or the Dodgers or the Padres or something, we would want no part of it.
Yep.
So just think, sometimes it's easier to think about your own team that way. What if that was a different team? Or that that was a team I didn't like? This Phillies team has the World Series stink on it. It's got the World Series stink on it.
Absolutely. And I was so shocked this morning because I was after four runs. I'm like, all right, I'm packing it in. They're hungover. They had fun last night. And then, boom, another victory.
Well, and you know what's going to happen tonight. Since I said I'm going to stay up.
They're losing
6-1.
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole time I'm going to be waiting for the comeback.
Yeah.
Are you the mush then? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just...
It just happens that way, yeah.
That's how it happens. Maybe I should just go to sleep in the fourth inning, which has happened the last two nights. Maybe that's the move. All right, Gary. Appreciate
you. Streak, man.
Yes,
you
sir.
You got it, man. Appreciate you, too.
Yes. Gary is a good caller. He's a foxhole guy, good caller, Gary from Vineland. Yeah. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP.
Another good caller.
Yes, sir. What's up, CJ?
Thank you, Ike.
Spike. Yes, sir.
And got a 6-5 answer that he aired himself.
Yeah. All by myself. On the cart.
Right before Hey, y'all need to get able to do the blue chews. They're like, hey, I don't need these, but you know.
What's up, CJ?
So I keep looking and I'm like, I don't want to be on Spike's side, but I'm watching the game the other day. Like, I like you, but you annoy me.
I get it. I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I annoy myself a lot of times. I understand. I can feel, you know what, CJ? I can feel myself being annoying sometimes. It's just who I am.
But that's cool because, you know, I'm a 180 guy. I like to go against the grain to entertain myself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
No Bader intended.
Yep.
But it's one of those things where it's like, I'm looking at this Tampa Bay game. I look at Tampa Bay game and I'm seeing the ball just strike out. And I'm like, damn. Yeah, you know, hey, Spike gonna really be on their ass. You know what I'm saying? If we lose and we looking like this, then
it's amazing how everybody is thinking of Spike during the game.
Yeah.
You look at our games and it's like, man, this is so hard to watch. And we're just touch pushing, buzzing, whatever you want to call it. It's just like, man, it should not be this hard. No better intended. To look at the game and have all this talent on offense. And nobody can get the ball. It's like, this is crazy. Like, dude should literally be a point guard out there. He should just be like, hey, I'm living my best life. I'm feeding everybody. Everybody's getting along.
Yep.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
And so to go against Spike, and I know this is your guy, I think it's Nick Sirianni's fault. Because it's like, we keep having to get OCs because we've had a success.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And, but it's like, okay, we can't keep having to get OCs, but it's like, if you're an offensive coach, you need to bring people in for your system. Because, well, oh, my bad, I forgot, because you can't call plays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, CJ.
But then you say, okay, the system is like, this is his system.
Well, yeah.
And the best thing you could do is a tush push.
So here, CJ, I can't. The one thing I've noticed over that as I've been thinking about this the last couple of days is that Sirianni and Hurts are the two constants. So if that's why I sort of put the Petullo thing to the side, is that it's happened with other offensive coordinators, but Sirianni has been here. So if you want to say it's Sirianni instead of Hurts, I really can't say anything to that because he's been here too. All I can do is think logically. And if Sirianni is an offensive coach, what I have trouble doing, and you have a good point. If you think it's Sirianni, I can't debate that. I have no, but what I have trouble thinking is Sirianni going into a meeting and going, you know what I want to do as an offensive guy? You know what I want to do? Make this offense painfully boring and not any good. So that's what I have trouble thinking is maybe he's not a good play caller, but he certainly knows offense.
Right.
That's the thing that I can't wrap my head around. But the other thing you said I do agree with is when we're debating head coaches, and I think Nick is a really good head coach, but when your head coach is also the offensive coordinator, it does make things easier as a franchise in if you're good at it, in that you don't have to switch up. The only teams that aren't switching offensive coordinators pretty consistently that are good teams are teams where the head coach is the offense guy. Because otherwise, and NFL teams want to hire offensive guys for head coach. So if you're an offensive coordinator that's good at it, you're going to be a head coach somewhere. That's what's going to happen. So the teams that have that are good offensively, that have that the head coach doesn't call plays, you're going to lose your offensive coordinator. That is the rub with having a head coach who is not the offensive coordinator, is that you're going to have to replace him every few years.
Hey, you said you wanted what, 225 a game?
Yeah.
On the ball, that was 23. He was averaging about 226 a game.
Yep.
Just too many damn interceptions. So, I mean, I understand him coming in and saying, hey, we need to cut down on these interceptions. But it's to the point now, you got a running back there. So, that wasn't 2023. You got an all-world back there to where, hey, Jalen, why can't Jalen turn it back to the offense, to the defense and be like, hey, I'm doing this play action, then turn around, boom. I just don't get it. Because you got play. The weakest thing on offense is what? The right guard? The weakest thing on offense.
And he's been actually playing okay this year through two games. He's been playing pretty good, Tyler Steen.
Oh, hey, and Spike. The reason why he gets on your case, what's his name? The guy that you said doesn't like you.
Baldy. Baldy, yeah.
Yeah. So I hear him. I work up here in Texas. So I hear him. He's on the FM stadium. He's on y'all sister station up here.
Yep.
And he's kind of a no-nonsense guy. So he does talk. There's a football guy on their show. There used to be a recruiter, but he I can't remember the guy's name. But anyway, he was addicted. He was in the NFL as well. And he talks to him more. He answers more of his questions. So it's not just you.
Oh. It's just that I'm not. It's not that I'm official. I'm not officially a football guy. I got it. Yeah, so it's not me personally. Yeah. All right, CJ.
There were two delegation things I wanted to bring up.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right.
You know, so one was when Ike threw out the all about the Benjamins, but forgot about the the white around your mouth, but didn't know the.
Didn't know the actual name, or yeah, didn't know the name of the movie.
And by the
yeah.
way, I could see it in Ike's face when I said, "What movie is that?" He knew he didn't know. I saw it in his eyes. Okay, that is the first one. What's the other one?
The other thing is the Tupac app to listen to all of this doggone at 5 o'clock singing. I mean, not bad. You had to listen to all this 5 o'clock singing every week, and it's like, man, oh my God, can we get another song? The Tupac has to happen. I've been loving new music, fellas, but the Tupac has to happen.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. 230 Tupac.
Yeah. 230 Tupac. All right, CJ. Good call. Appreciate you. Yeah, absolutely. CJ.
Listen.
What?
I know all about the Benjamins, but I just couldn't. It didn't register.
You know what movie? The first thing that, when you said Benjamins, I thought about Dead Presidents, but that is a different movie.
Yep.
But that's it. And Ice Cube's not in that one. Yeah. That was a good movie.
Dead Presidents. Great. Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Today's show, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Coming up next, there's a new documentary coming out about a Philly sports legend. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
To WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Final check-in on the Twitter question. Do you expect the Eagles' passing offense to get better? expect to get better, or I've accepted how it is. 81.7 expect it to get better. I think that is 81.7% of people hope it gets better. Maybe not expect it, but I don't know. We'll see. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Coming October 23rd, on Prime Video, Allen Iverson, with the E as the three, a three-part docuseries on Iverson on Prime Video, which premieres October 23rd.
The only AI I recognize.
A three-part?
Three-part docuseries. Yeah, it should be a fun watch.
Oh, yeah, it's enough there with AI, because you got to get AI as the high school athlete, things he went through.
Yeah, Newport
in high
News.
School and Newport News. If you followed his story, you know that he had some issues.
Yeah,
right? He got into a fight at the bowling alley, and you know they wanted to put him in jail. I think he did go to jail for a little bit.
There was somebody who helped him through that, and I forget who it was. Mm-hmm. Somebody famous.
It was John Thompson, was it?
What?
Well, yeah, clearly.
Yeah,
he got it. And then you got the Georgetown era of AI.
Yeah.
And then you got the Sixer
and the Nugget.
Yeah.
And then the Sixer.
You think they'll dive into...
Dive into what?
I was going to say some of his other teams.
Well, I mean,
you got to go all the way to how he ended up retiring.
I mean, the Nuggets team got to the conference finals.
Good team, yeah.
And then there was that weird time where he re-signed with the Sixers. He said he was leaving because his daughter was sick, and then he never returned.
I was at that game, the return to AI.
Oh, it was so exciting.
Yes.
Wasn't it at the Spectrum?
No, it was at
Wells Fargo.
What I'm trying to remember.
I don't even know the name is. I'm still calling it Wells Fargo.
Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Okay, Mobile Arena.
I feel, they played one final game at the Spectrum, though, the Sixers did, and I think Iverson was on that team. Before they knocked the Spectrum down, they played one final game there. I think the thing I'm looking forward to most on the docuseries, and truthfully, I've never been a huge Iverson guy. He was a great player, I think.
Wonder where you got that from.
No, it's not the Howard thing. Yeah.
Well, certainly had some influence.
No, well, everybody that my dad disliked, I liked. And everybody that he liked, I disliked. So I promise you it's not. Not anti-Iverson, he's really good talker. And I think the docuseries with him talking and telling the stories about those things is really one of the things I appreciate about Iverson. So many of the older NBA guys crap all over the current NBA guys. Mm-hmm. He seems to really like
it. Oh, no, he embraces the young guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's still young.
Yes.
In his mind, you know what I mean? He's still young. I didn't even get into his impact on the game and his iconic status.
Sure.
That's certainly enough to get into. You got all some of the controversies off the court that you'll get into. That should be a pretty good three-part series. I'm certainly looking forward to it.
Will they break down him winning GOAT of Broad Street?
Ooh, I wonder.
Come on.
He did post about winning GOAT of Broad Street. Maybe they should talk to Schmitty about it.
They should not talk to
GOAT of Broad Street on...
No, AI did?
Yeah, he won. Because remember...
Oh, no, he posted about it.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he posted it on Instagram when he won.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We should have milked that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yes, he did. If you go back on his Instagram, I bet it's there. Oh, yeah,
no, there was a post. That can't still be there, right?
I bet it is.
It could still be there.
Yeah, I think it might be there. Yeah.
I mean,
it's
not a story.
Not a story.
Gotcha,
yeah, I think it was a post. So, looking forward to that October 23rd on Prime Video.
Yeah.
215-592-9494, Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, Big I, Yaki, baby. Happy Wednesday. What's up, folks? What's poppin'?
What's up, Yosh?
Hey, Jack, when somebody asks you for some money, like when I go to the gas station or something, they be like, can I pump your gas? Or they want to hold my door. I tell them I'm not handicapped. That's what you gotta tell them. I can pump my own gas and all that. They say they hungry. You be like, okay, go in the store, come out with a bag of chips and a ginger ale so the stomach don't be messed up and all that good stuff. That's how you get out that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Don't be getting your money nowhere. Don't let nobody punk you.
Yes.
But walk the dog on that boy, didn't he, man?
We're talking about boxing again.
Oh, yeah.
I had to touch on it real quick.
Because
I meant to say the icon man, with was, him because I know he was going for Buzz.
It's easy money, baby. Easy money. By the way, I hadn't heard from Tasty Cake since then either. Yeah.
He's probably a little shy.
Is Canelo past his prime?
Yes.
I know he. Okay. All right.
Yes.
I'm not trying to crap on the win. I don't know.
The funny thing is, Bud is older.
Oh, really?
So he's 2 years older than Canelo.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's the young guy? The young boxer guy?
Javante Davis?
No. I didn't know he was older. So
yeah.
Canelo, is those guys are how
Canelo
old?
Canelo is 36, and I believe Bud is 38.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I won't say they're past their prime, but if you're talking about, yes, their best days, yeah. When he was in his early 30s, late 20s.
Yeah, I don't have any concept of how long Canelo's been around.
No, he's been around, been boxing. What, 67 fights?
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's had 67 fights. So he's been boxing professionally since he was, I think, 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Libra. Who else?
Would you just continue on with Diva Yoshi?
My fault. You're the one who you threw it out there, so I can't talk about it.
Talking about the dumb boxing match, and you're getting mad.
Yes.
Hey, because I was Ike Reese on Friday. I forgot to say something about it. How about that?
Okay.
Hey, man. Real quick, man. Yes. Jalen, I'm a Jalen supporter, but I'm like Ike Reese today. Jalen got to put his hand in the game and stop being a puppet without one. I mean, he got AJ and daggone Devontae out there waiting on strings. Daggone Barkley, what's his name, dancing without a beat while he holding all the magic in his pocket. Like you know what it's like. You remember that Cosby episode, Jack? You don't know nothing about it. When Bill took the kids to see the puppet show and it was boring, then the boy came back out with the trench coat on and started doing the magic.
Yep, I do remember that episode, yes.
Well, see, that's what that offense needs. It needs some hocus pocus, some Houdini. I mean, Arthur Juan Brown and daggone Slim Reaper stretching the field? Come on, man. Stop put some respect on 2K say name. Come on, man. Is he doing that with him? I mean, we missing some unpredictability, some creative wrinkles, brother. I mean, this offense needs some explosive design, some big play deception. We got to make a daggone defense nervous. We got to surprise them with some dangerous stuff, man. This offense should be the greatest show on turf 2.0, and right now it isn't. But I still feel good because it's early in the season and we know fucking season.
Yep.
About to get our weight up.
Yep.
Don't get our weight up. And on my way out the door, two things I want to say. Spike, I was in the store, speaking of the gas station, and there was somebody in there with a malodorous sent to them, and I just kept thinking about you and that daggone deodorant thing you said. Deodorant is not the thief of joy. It's joyous to have because onions only smell good. Cook, brother.
Dude, you've hugged me. Do I smell?
No, you don't stink, but other people do.
Wow.
That's all I'm trying to say.
All right.
And on my way out the door, right now, I want to give Za'Darius Smith MVP. I agree.
Let it go. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Baby. Baby.
Yes, I got it. Yes. What? Yes. I've tried to. Would you stop?
What is going on here? I'm missing this. Is it going on?
Also, I can tell you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Hold on.
So, Za'Darius Smith, I want to be respectful here because he's actually here.
Yes.
He's with the Eagles.
Yeah.
So, His girlfriend is very attractive.
I knew where it was going.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, his girlfriend's attractive. So that's what he was talking about.
215.
Cash doll if you don't know who she is.
215-592-9494. While Jack tells you this,
Cash with a K.
I am going to Google her.
Yeah,
I'll be back in
plenty of time.
Yes.
Get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation Contest. You're shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek.
Okay.
You see it? Okay.
Yeah.
A game day party at your house hosted by me. Two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse, of course, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Birds game day. Stop by Cheers Cafe in Port Richmond for the $8 Miller Lite and Jameson shot special and their family-friendly atmosphere. Or visit McGillen's Old Ale House, Philly's oldest tavern in Center City. That's Cheers Cafe in Port Richmond and McGillen's Old Ale House in Center City.
Hourglass figure, Jack.
Hourglass?
Yes. Okay.
The place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older and always celebrate responsibly.
Chris in California. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, you guys? Spike, Fritz, what's going on, man? Hey, just first off, Jack, dude, you're my favorite dude at WIP.
Oh,
hands down.
Oh, appreciate it. Yeah.
I like you, Douglas, too, but Jack, hands down, bro. So, let me go back to 2022.
Yes.
It just seems like it's a topic every year, every year. And yes, because he's playing the main position we all focus on, which is the quarterback position. But I don't feel like he's playing the quarterback position correctly. Like, he got Nick Sirianni demoted. We kept asking, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. So we started running the ball. So Nick Sirianni got demoted. Shane Steichen took off. Brian Johnson got fired. Kellen Moore took off. And I remember back in 2022, we were asking, like, should we get Russell Wilson? Should we get Aaron Rodgers? Deshaun Watson? So it just seems like every year that there's a problem with the quarterback position. This is why I advocated for Kenny Pickett to come last year. And he got that extra push. And that's why we ended up winning the Super Bowl along with Saquon Barkley's performance.
Is Kenny Pickett and Saquon?
What's up?
Because of Kenny Pickett?
I can't hear what you're saying.
Well, you said he got that push. You mean because of Kenny Pickett was behind him, so that made him play
right.
better?
He had that extra push with the threat behind him, Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee. So he felt like, hey, if I don't get these dubs, if I don't get these wins, my job's at stake.
Well, I don't think he felt that.
Like,
salary says different.
Standard, if like, because I was listening, I was telling Jack before I got on the radio here that Mantateo, he's announcing to the nation that the only focus that Jalen is worried about is wins and losses, and he's just focused on winning. So my argument for my guy Pickett, he has a winning record. So I don't understand what's going on in the NFL. I don't understand what's going on when. You know, if we're caring about winning and this and that, and we're not worried about stats, my boy's got screwed over, you know, since he left the Steelers.
Is this a...
He's a Kenny Pickett guy.
I mean, is this a call to say we should have kept Kenny Pickett? What are we doing here?
Oh, I believe we should have kept him, but hey, Jalen won the Super Bowl.
Listen, all right. So, I mean, this is where we go too far. Now, I understand the passing game needs to be better. Kenny Pickett, I'm not even sure he's a starting quarterback in this league. As a matter of fact, I know he's not a starting quarterback in this league. He's a backup.
Okay, that's your opinion. But he's 15-10. He's 15-10.
All he does is win.
In my eyes, Jalen is a backup.
I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
I can't yell about Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. I appreciate your call,
yeah, I can't
Chris,
yell about
for
Kenny
sure.
Pickett. I don't have the energy for that.
Yeah, I can't get on the Kenny Pickett thing.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I didn't even want Kenny Pickett when we traded for him.
Now, are we sure? Are we sure?
Yeah, that he's better than Kenny Pickett? Hell
no,
yeah. Okay.
I don't think Kenny Pickett's good. He was a fine backup.
I mean, Kenny's okay.
Kenny Pickett's
okay,
a fine
but
backup.
I don't think he's a starting quarterback in this league.
Are we sure? If Tanner McKee got every first team rep,
oh boy,
in training camp, that the offense would not look better in the first two games if Tanner McKee was a quarterback.
I tell you, totally different types of quarterbacks. He is a pocket,
just a
thrower.
That's what he does.
Yes, he throws the ball where it's supposed to go.
Do you think that they have one passing touchdown?
I think he would probably have one passing touchdown.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The real question would be, would the offense look different? Meaning, are you doing running different plays and everything? That's the real question.
How would they not?
Right.
Right? They would almost have to.
Well, here's why I say that.
Yeah.
Because they aren't, and OG brought this up, whether you agree with him or not, they aren't running a lot of RPOs. So it's not like, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like Jalen is in an offense where it's quarterback runs. In other words, it looks like to me they've been trying to run an offense, and it's bogged down.
Yes, I agree. A lot of the stuff, too, the RPO stuff is fine. I think it's probably seen its best day
right.
in the NFL.
It's not a surprise to defensive coordinators anymore.
It had a moment, and I don't I, I don't think the advantage of the RPO is if the defense doesn't know what is going to happen with that, you know, exchange between but I think it puts the running back at a disadvantage in RPO because they don't go downhill as much, all right. That stuff. So, you know, we talked about them running out of one of the advantages of a quarterback that is under center is that I think, you know, for all the advantage that Saquon gets with Jalen because he can run, I think there's a disadvantage because I think you lose some of the under center stuff, which would help the running back as well. So it's not like I agree that
play action pass too.
Yes, I mean, yeah, which has never been
right.
You know, has never been a really big part of the offense here. You can't run play action out of shotgun.
Yeah,
I don't know. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Mike Reese, 2:32 p.m. Don't worry, you guys. I'm the one that will remember 2:32 Puck. Mike Reese, 2:42 p.m. What's that Ice Cube movie? He's a cop. He's Ice Cube. He's a cop that's Ice Cube. Mike in Havertown.
Well,
yeah.
I got nothing. I got nothing for that.
Is what it is. Yep. What's next?
Fine, Ike. I get it. I'll throw the ball to AJ for your fantasy team. Jalen at the NovaCare.
You think that's my motive? Is that?
Well, it's got to be some of it. That's a, what, second-round pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big pick.
Not lying.
And sources inside the Ike Reese team. There's a bench. They'll be on the bench soon. We can't be having that.
Could be on the bench next week. Yeah,
discontent.
Yeah. I better get something Sunday.
Wow, bench in a second-round pick.
I'm wasting a spot. What am I doing here?
Yep. I don't disagree.
Yeah.
What's next?
Here's a six-second video of my statistical analysis. Fake Stats Connor emailing Spike to try to win him back.
I heard from Fake Stats Connor.
He
says he's going to bring it. In a better statistical way next time. But he said I can call him Fake Stats Connor moving forward.
It's a good bit.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to have a name.
It is.
That's when things change.
What's next?
Did you just yell at someone about Jalen Hurts? Did someone see it and is now worried you're going to yell at them? Join Spike Eskin for the new Odyssey podcast. No, I came in completely stress-free today. Alex in Lancaster.
I did come in stress-free today.
I know.
It was Fake Stats Connor.
Yeah, that got you. Yeah.
I think I've handled this today, the Jalen stuff, pretty well, except for Fake Stats Connor told me a lie. What's next?
Happy birthday, Ike! Baldy on Spike's birthday.
Which happens to be Jalen's birthday, too.
And Bryce's birthday.
Yes.
Right?
On my birthday, yeah. August
7th. His birthday.
My bad. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You're Bryce. You're Jalen.
Yeah.
I'm Embiid. Yes.
Yeah.
No, you're Embiid.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you're Jack. Who's on first? What's next?
I'm pregnant! The pause in between when Spike asks a question and Baldy answers it.
Text line.
That was kind of creative. The pregnant pause.
Yeah, there is a very long pause after.
Well, he's thinking of what to say.
He hates the questions.
Why? They're good questions.
They're perfectly good questions.
Yeah. Trying to think of how I can phrase the questions to Baldy to make.
I wonder if he thinks you have an agenda with the questions.
He's got agendas too. He's got his pro Lane Johnson agenda.
I agree. Yeah. I'm not saying this wrong. I just wonder if he's on defense.
Yes.
With the questions.
Yeah. I think that's entirely
for no
possible.
Reason, though.
Yeah. Just he thinks I'm trying to get him to say something.
Yes.
I'm really not with those. He actually Baldy gives us nuggets here and there.
He just asks the question and he tells you what he thinks.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get him in trouble. I'm not trying to get him in trouble. Come on. I'm not trying to make you go viral, Baldy. I'm just asking you a question. Why? Yeah, all I asked him was, why are they having so much trouble with the pass offense? And he said, I don't think they are, necessarily.
All the shots down the field they took on Sunday.
Yeah.
Three, maybe?
Yeah, come four on, and they hit one.
Yeah, come on, Baldy. All right.
Hold on.
Well, one went out of bounds, then when AJ should have got pass interference.
Yeah.
Devontae, we fell on his back.
Yep.
The Devontae deep ball.
Yep.
Where's the fourth one?
It was only three.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they said it was four, and they missed three and hit one.
Yeah. I think it was three.
I think it was only three.
I think
and
it was
even
three.
The Devontae
ball where the DB stopped him.
Oh, yeah. That was pass interference. See, Devontae fell on his
back.
They
didn't call it, though. They took it back. They called it and then picked up the flag.
But that wasn't the same play as when he fell on his back.
No, right? That was not the same play.
Yeah. All right,
so it was four. All right.
So, of course, we have Fritz at six coming up next, right?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
They probably play earlier.
Oh, right.
No game tomorrow.
All right. Well, then TK is next. The great Tom Kelly is next. He's going to bring it.
Angry TK.
Yeah, he's going to bring it. TK is going to bring it. We will be back with you tomorrow. We thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is, in fact, the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.